So, as you may or may not be aware, March is Lymphedema Awareness Month. And so to try and let us know a bit more about what lymphedema actually is, I'm talking today to a patient called Susan. Hiya, Susan. How's things?
Hello. How are you? I'm very well.
Good. So do you want to maybe start off by telling us what exactly lymphedema is for people that might have heard the word but won't necessarily know what it is?
Yeah. Lymphedema is caused by a blockage in your lymphatic system. Mm. And that blockage can be, for primary lymphedema people, it's something that they are born with and they may develop through puberty or later on in life. But for people like me, I'm a secondary lymphedema patient.
Right.
So my problem with my lymphatic system started when I had cancer in 2006.
Mm.
And I had cervical cancer, so I had a hysterectomy,
yeah.
And I had 30 lymph nodes taken.
Wow.
And following that, I had radiotherapy and shortly and chemotherapy. And shortly after my treatment, I did notice a swelling in my left foot.
Mm.
And I queried this with the clinic when I went back. And you never link, you know, having a gynae problem with something happening with your foot.
No, not at all.
So I queried it in the clinic and they said, oh, it's lymphedema.
Wow.
So I didn't know what that was and I didn't know the implications of it.
Mm.
And really what happened was when those 30 lymph nodes were taken around my groin, the lymphatic fluid that they deal with just went down into my legs and lodged there and got hard. So, as I said, I didn't know what it was and they referred me to a lymphedema clinic in St. Luke's Hospital.
Yeah.
But before I got there, I got an infection called cellulitis. And cellulitis often goes hand in hand with lymphedema because lymphatic fluid is protein rich and carries infection.
Right.
So when I got the cellulitis, again, you know, there's not a lot of awareness of lymphedema in the medical community. And my cellulitis went undiagnosed for a week or so. And because of that, the lymphedema spread from my toes to my hips in both my legs.
Oh, wow.
And I'm left like that 7 years later, I'm still the same. So both my legs would be very swollen. My right leg is worse. There's always one leg worse than the other. I find it hard to get shoes or get clothes to fit my legs.
Mm.
And I wear compression stockings all the time, 24/7. So they're like Nora Batty stuff. Nothing attractive about them.
Yes.
And I have to wear those all day, every day.
Wow. So,
I
didn't know it was something you could be born with it. You know, I thought it was something.
There are primary lymphedema patients. Mm. So maybe it's not as well known in primary lymphedema. And often primary lymphedema patients go to their doctor and they're told maybe that they're overweight.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they're prescribed water retention tablets, which actually makes the problem worse.
Oh, right.
So where secondary lymphedema, there is some recognition of it now, not an awful lot. Their primary lymphedema people really struggle to get a diagnosis.
Yeah. So, I mean, how much has your life changed a lot since, you know, finding you had the lymphedema?
Absolutely. Yeah. For me, I was 37 when I was diagnosed with this, and I had two huge legs.
Yeah, still very young.
It's not, and it's not nice. You can't wear stilettos, you can't wear any kind of nice shoes.
Yeah.
I actually wear orthopedic shoes. And, I mean, appearance is everything to a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, appearance is very important. It's so difficult to get trousers to wear in the summer. I'm still stuck wearing the compression garments, no matter how hot it is. I can't wear shorts or skirts or dresses. So just physically and just that kind of way it changes our life. Then I've been in and out of hospital with cellulitis a lot. And then I'm searching for treatment here. The treatment for lymphedema is called MLD, manual lymphatic drainage and bandaging.
Yeah.
So it's a specific type of medical massage, and then there's layers and layers of bandages on both legs.
Wow.
From each toe is bandaged, and then there's layers of bandages up to your thigh.
Mm.
And it is a very specific form, and it's very difficult to get that treatment here.
Yeah.
So initially, I sought private treatment, but it's 60, 70 euro a time.
Wow.
And you can't maintain that for the rest of your life.
No, most definitely not.
As well as that, then, because maybe there's 15,000 people estimated in Ireland with lymphedema, but these therapists may not be seeing people regularly, so the bandaging can be hit and miss.
Yeah.
So I've often paid €60 and come home and the bandages fall off. You know, and then I found out that there was a therapist in St. James's Hospital, which I had been attending.
Yeah.
So I was attending St. James's for 3 years before they actually told me they had a lymphedema therapist there.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You think it'd be the first thing they told you, you know?
I know. And this is, like, St. James's Hospital is one of our centres of excellence for cancer care. So it's very frustrating. I mean, the cancer care I got there was great, but the follow-up for lymphedema is poor, and they have only one lymphedema therapist for the whole hospital.
Mm.
So all he can give me is maybe the massage once every 5 or 6 weeks, and I live 40 miles from Dublin. So for me to drive just for that, it's a nothing treatment, really.
Yeah.
So because of this, I researched myself, and in September 2010 and in February 2012, I went on the treatment abroad scheme.
Mm.
To the Foldy Clinic in Germany.
Right.
And it's a world-leading lymphology clinic. So I stayed there for 5 weeks at a time, both times. Now, it's not easy. It wasn't. I was quite lonely there. I was there on my own. You have two treatments a day.
Mm.
But every day is like Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
You know, everything's set to time. And it's very German. And it's up at 5 a.m. in the morning. And the food wasn't good. As well as the massage and the bandaging, food and a low-fat diet would be important with lymphedema, and exercise is really important. So they would have leg classes and arm classes, and you'd have to walk in the mountains. It was in the Black Forest, so it was very beautiful. And in my two visits there, I lost 8 litres from my legs.
Oh my goodness.
Which absolutely changed my life.
Yeah.
You know, changed my quality of life. I lost a lot of weight. I lost so much fluid from my legs.
Mm.
You know, it completely changed my life. And it does go to prove that the treatment works. But I think in Ireland, we have to aim to have a clinic or to have adequate treatment throughout the country like that.
Yeah, that's the thing I don't understand, why they don't have it, you know?
Yeah, the HSE don't look at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And they see that they're not paying for me for treatment now. But then further down the road, my legs are going to get worse. I'm going to get more infection. I'm going to be in A&E. I'm going to be taking up a bed in a ward.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if my mobility is compromised, I might need help at home, or I might, you know, assistance to get around. So they don't look at the bigger picture. And I think if European patients with lymphedema have two treatments a week free for the rest of their life. And I think, why should we not have what they have in Europe?
Most definitely.
I'd be a victim of where I live. And really, it's not to do with the economy, because when the economy was booming, there was still no lymphedema treatment.
No.
And 30% of breast cancer women who have lymph nodes removed from under their arms will develop lymphedema at some point.
Mm.
So that's a lot of women with lymphedema in their arms.
Yeah.
And there's really no treatment.
No, I mean, if they can have it in Germany, you know, in this day and age, you'd expect at least, you know, to have at least one place that they'd, you know, do a similar thing.
Yeah, well, as cancer survival rates increase, and thank God for that, people with lymphedema, people with the side effects increase. So there's more people living after cancer, so there's more people developing lymphedema. And a lot of it, I think, is undiagnosed. I mean, I'm sure in Germany there was 150 patients in the clinic, and 1/3 of those would be men, and men who've had prostate cancer or bowel cancers, or even some men with primary lymphedema. But we don't see men in Ireland. We don't see a lot of men, and they have to be there, you know.
Yeah.
So I think there are a lot of people undiagnosed with lymphedema.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you know, obviously, like, I know it's Daffodil Day this Friday. And obviously, like, the whole the cancer awareness has become so sort of, you know, put into the forefront of, you know, everything at the moment, especially with I know there was the no makeup selfies thing that was going on. But obviously, we need to, you know, educate people that this a condition actually exists, you know, because I think
people don't realise. And for anyone facing a surgery where their lymph nodes are going to be removed, and especially then if they're going to have treatment, do watch out for swelling.
Mm.
you know, you can have lymphedema in your groin or legs or arms. I have seen people in Germany, and it is rare, who've had throat cancers and have had lymph nodes removed from their neck, who have head and neck lymphedema.
Wow.
Now, that wouldn't be that common, but it can occur. So for anyone who has a swelling that they're worried about, and you know, don't just settle for the doctor saying
you're overweight.
Or it's fluid retention.
Yeah.
You'd look into it further.
Always get a second opinion. I definitely would,
get
I think.
Get a second opinion on it, exactly.
So
yeah.
Do you think you'll end up going back to Germany again, or is that just something
that
you've done?
Well, that's my problem. I came back from Germany in February 2012,
yeah.
And they recommended I return a year later.
Mm.
So in August 2012, I applied to the HSE to go on the Treatment Abroad scheme again,
yeah.
And they refused me. And they said the treatment was available in Ireland, so they refused me. And I said, well, where is it?
Yeah.
I can't access it. So I'm still fighting with the HSE. I'm still having that argument with them. It is available in St. James's. As I said, the massage is available to me maybe every 5 or 6 weeks, but that's not adequate treatment for me. And the massage alone doesn't bring down the volume of my legs. I need to be bandaged. And I need to be bandaged at least once a week. So that treatment is not available to me here. So I'm still fighting with the HSE, and at the moment they're not going to let me back to Germany.
Oh, it's crazy in this day and age.
Yeah.
Totally unbelievable. So it's not a condition you can manage yourself. You have to have help. Obviously,
I do try to bandage myself, but it's not easy to bandage both of your legs from your toes.
No, it's not
easy. And sometimes I don't do it right, and I can cause more problems than anything. So I do need to have a professional that I can go to with my legs. And you know, sometimes you have problems with them. Sometimes you'll have a particularly sore swelling of one side or another. And I do need help on that and advice on that. And I don't really have anybody at the moment. The other thing is, I don't want to be so negative to people. There are advances in treatments coming on board all the time.
Yeah.
And there are things like lymph node transfer.
Right.
Where I don't have lymph nodes in my groin, but maybe I could get them transferred from my neck or under my arm. And that's happening in Britain, and it's happening in Italy and other countries. And it's early days yet for things like that. But there are advances coming on in medical treatments all the time.
Yeah.
And the condition can be managed. It can't be cured, but it can be managed. But you do need treatment, and we do need treatment here.
That's the thing, you know, it is a condition you have for life. There's no sort of, it's just a case of managing it.
I heard one cancer patient one day, it may be a little dramatic, but they described lymphedema as swapping a life, a death sentence in having their cancer. So they described it as swapping a death sentence for a life sentence. Now, that may seem a little dramatic, but it does accurately describe what you're left with.
It does make a lot of sense though, doesn't it? You know, but
it does.
Kind of going from one bad thing to another bad thing, really.
Yeah. So the fight for treatment continues anyway.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
So for anyone, Lymphedema Ireland is a good source of information. So they have a website, and they have regular newsletters, and they have two support group meetings a year in St. Luke's. So for anyone that thinks they have lymphedema or wants more information about lymphedema, they are a good contact point to get in touch with.
Yeah, no, do get yourself checked out. You know, I'd say rather better to, you know, like with men tend to, they don't want to go to the doctor, do they? They think, oh, it's okay, it'll go away.
And if men have lymphedema in their legs or if they had it in their arm, they have to wear the compression garments, and that's not nice. It's not nice for anyone, but particularly for men, it's not.
Yeah, no, I have seen people with the ones on their arms, you have like the compression.
Yeah. Yeah,
There is
some awareness, I suppose, for breast cancer, because breast cancer has a high profile.
Yes, most definitely.
There is some aware of lymphedema in arms, but us poor leg people are kind of trailing behind. And then there's really no awareness of primary lymphedema.
Yeah, well, hopefully the HSE will get their finger out and, you know, something has to be...
Hopefully
something
it
has to be, has to happen sooner rather than later.
Yeah, it has to happen. Yeah, it has to. Yeah,
that is brilliant. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me today, Susan. It's been absolutely an informative, very informative chat with you today.
Yeah.
So thanks very much.
I hope it's created some awareness of the condition.
Yeah. Oh, that's all it's about, really. At the end of the day, we just need to let people know that this condition exists.
That it can happen. Yeah.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Susan.
All right. Thanks very much.